This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I talked earlier about President Donald Trump being right on immigration, and that many of these world leaders are following him on immigration. And I listed the countries that have now looked at the Trump, what I call the Trump doctrine of putting their country first, protecting the sovereignty of their borders, protecting their citizens who have invested in their country. See, here's the difference. I get that people say, Kevin, if you go somewhere and you need asylum, you should be able to go. Yeah, if you go through the right processes. But here's the deal. It is a collective group of people who have paid the price. Maybe they've had to war over this. Their blood of their family stains the very ground that I want to occupy. All right? Whatever it may be, these citizens have invested in their culture. I've invested nothing. I come across the border. I have no investment. I've left my investment behind because I got run away or I'm afraid or whatever. And I then encroach in another country's sovereign territory and say, look, you got to treat me the same way as people who have been here for decades. Ancestors have been here for decades. I have no clue. If you were to drop me in Czechoslovakia, for example, I have no clue about their history. Nothing. I don't know what to be proud about, what they consider to be a blemish on their history. Nothing. It would be pathetic to do such a thing. But that's what the left says. It doesn't matter that these people that come over here know nothing about us. I mean, very little. Couldn't fill a thimble with the information about our country. You know, it's funny. I go places, I'll go to a town to give a speech. And I think to myself, this little bitty town has a history. And you know what I try to do in every speech? I look up a bit of their history. I try to understand something that can at least bring us together. And you know what? Every time I end the speech, what they tell me, Kevin, it was so nice of you to bring up about, you know, the founding of the town or how this happened. And I you know, weave humor into it or whatever, but they love that. They love the idea that you've taken the time to understand who they are. I'm only there for 45 minutes to an hour in terms of giving a speech, but I see it as that is something that is a must. We have people that come into this country, they don't give a crap about how our system of government works. They don't care where they settle. They're not going to look it up and go, boy, these indigenous people have been here since the 1820s. It was a family came over here, was built on a mining mentality, blah, blah, blah. They're nothing. It's just come over and see what I can take. Just like locusts. They don't care that all the things it took to grow the crop, to water it, the seeds, and all the tending of that crop. They come in, they eat, and they leave. In this case, they come in, they eat, and they just keep eating. It's perennial locusts. They come and they stay. And they wait for your crop to get ready, and then they eat it again. And they just go, you know what? We're too fat to leave. Listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I mean, the Trump doctrine, what Trump is doing is waking the world up to the notion that you can have your sovereignty and still be a member of the world, still be a good member of the world. So there, these different countries are looking at what's been going on with this immigration problem. They're watching the border of the United States where we were saying, oh, it's an invasion. Where's the invasion? Well, we got invaded. We have people that are trying to knock down our border wall, our fence, trying to get around the system so they can come and not give a crap about American history, American spirit, none of it, disregard it, bring their third world nonsense, their third world armpit, crap hole country nonsense to this country and think it's all going to be better. And the Democrats want to convince them. See, because Democrats are, here's what Democrats believe, leftists. They say, if we bring them over, they'll learn how our culture is, and then they'll go back to theirs. I mean, no, they don't. How many years, look, give me the number of decades that America has been civilized, and we've had people from all over the world. There's not a country on the continent of Africa that we don't have a huge number of their people. Okay, maybe there's some, you know, isolated tribe, but 99% of the Africans are in America in droves. So why isn't Africa improved? We got Cubans out the wazoo. Why isn't Cuba better? We got Middle Easterners out the wazoo. Why isn't the Middle East any more civilized? Why isn't the Middle East diverse, women doing what they're doing, yada, yada, yada? You want to know why? Because the United States quit exporting excellence long ago. And we started just adapting. Looking the other way, not caring. Well, Donald Trump says, we'll look the other way, but watch what we do. Watch us and then mimic us, because that's how you become excellent. And that's why we're winning in these battles. So countries are saying, they're all agreeing with him. We're out. Now, the UN guy, Juncker, he's mad about it. He says countries wouldn't have pulled out of the pact, get this, if they had read it. He said that the principles of shared responsibility outlined in the document would actually lead to less illegal immigration. So he at least recognizes that there is illegal immigration. And he says if they all joined together, opened up the borders, made immigration to any country a human right, kind of like health care is a human right. Let me tell you something, folks. Health care is not a human right. It's not. You can affect your health care with your mouth. You wondering what I'm talking about? Say the wrong thing to the wrong person, and they will interrupt your health care. They will give you a reason to need health care. Go say something to the wrong person. Go push a person's kid. Push my kid. I'll put it to you this way. I'll make it personal. Push my son down. Any one of them. Push them down. Or go attack them and watch what I do to your health care, because you'll need it. Or you can mind your own business and you don't have to worry about your health care. Now, I get that's a simplistic thing because people do get sick. And we have a caring group of people all over the world who will try to do their best for you. Some people do it better than others. But don't tell me it's a human right for health care, because it isn't. People die. The only human right you have is you can be born, and that's no longer a right because you don't have to be, and you can die. Anyway, that's not even what I was going to talk about this segment, but I'm glad we did. I kind of wrapped it up. So the UN wants you to believe that this collective is always better. I'm going to tell you something. It's not. We got a lot to talk about today. Jada Pinkett Smith and acceptable racism's on the books and a few other things.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talked about Donald Trump exporting excellence on issues of illegal immigration and protecting borders and America First, make America great again, that kind of thing. But it doesn't just end there. World leaders watch Trump on multiple things, and one of them is trade. Now, for decades, leftist politicians on both sides of the aisle, and I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats, because we got leftists who are Republicans, they ignored the obvious. And the obvious is we've been losing at everything. And certainly trade is one of those things. And earlier in the broadcast, I talked about losing with NATO. We finance NATO. We never demanded that they pay their bills. Barack Obama, oh, I got it. I'll pick it up. Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't know where to reach for the check, and nobody's reaching for the check. So we've been going around the world fighting all these wars, which, by the way, he argued at some point, I'm going to shut down all these wars, and he never did. Now, when we need to fight, I'm all for fighting. But when we need to mind our business, there can be people fighting across the street, and I'm not going to go and get in the middle of it. Now, if it's a man beating up a woman or something like that, I'll go get in the middle. But if it's two dudes fighting it out, I'm going to keep on walking. I don't care. I'm not going to. So explain to me, why are you guys fighting? There's no reason for me to mediate. Go do what you want to do. If you want to be stupid and fight, fight. I don't see any reason to fight. I've learned how to fight. I've trained to fight. But there's no rationale for me to fight unless it's on your principle. In other words, you attack me, threaten people that I love, threaten my property, then I'm going to fight. But other than that, there you can't rationalize in my brain, Kevin, just go out and start a fight. Never have and never will. I don't start any. I've never started a fight. Never. Even when people were like egging me, like, you do something, I'd be like, man, psh, whatever. But if you try to hit me, it's going to be a different thing. But I won't start it. It's a waste of time. And I tell you guys, I've told you on the radio, one of the things I wish I could get back is every hour that I train to learn how to fight, because it was such a waste of time. But in the culture that I grew up in, you better be ready. And I'm glad I did, in the sense that I get to be the person that I am, but I think it's a total waste of time. It would be nice to not have to go to war, but you got to go to war. You better have a military. So anyway, we've been losing in all these areas, whether it's been NATO or the World Bank or the UN and the humanitarian efforts around the world. Nobody helps America. Didn't matter. Mount St. Helens could blow up. We're really sorry Mount St. Helens blew up, but we're not going to help you. They don't care, because they figure, you got it. You guys got it. You're good at it. You're excellent at it. You don't need us. So the world doesn't come to help America. America goes to help the world. So we've got this so-called war on trade. And I ask a very simple question. Did we ever win the war on trade? When did the war begin? And have we ever won it? Did we win any battles? Because it doesn't appear so. I've looked at the trade deficit year after year, and it's always gone up. It went on steroids under Obama. Nobody sounded an alarm bell in Congress or anywhere else to say, look, guys, this trade imbalance is really beginning to get untenable. We need to be putting this money back into our economy. And by the time we got to the worst president in history, the economic horror that is Barack Obama, losing at trade represented the new norm. That's what you do. You lose at trade. Obama's moronic presidency brought about Donald Trump. For that, folks, America can sincerely thank Barack Obama. You're welcome. You're welcome. Because Donald Trump understood the war on trade. And he easily turned America's fortune, or lack thereof, I should say, in trade. Because we were at a misfortune. Now, we are about to start winning on trade. And you don't have to take my word for it. Here's Bloomberg. President Donald Trump is succeeding in making China pay most of the cost of his trade war. That's the conclusion of a new paper from EconPol Europe, a network of researchers in the European Union. U.S. companies and consumers will only pay 4.5% more after the nation, pardon me, imposed a 25% tariff on $250 billion of Chinese goods. And the other 20.5% toll will fall on Chinese producers. This is, they name all the people that were involved in this study. Well, this new paper is correct. China has no way of winning a war against a trade war against the United States. When you have a $375 billion surplus, meaning you're benefiting, you're shipping $375 billion more product. It doesn't matter whether they ship a billion, or let's say they ship $1,375,000,000. $1.375 trillion. I'll get it right. And we're shipping a trillion. As we whittle down whatever it is that we're shipping, they lose. Because we get to an end sum game that says, you still have $375 billion. In other words, if we say nobody is shipping anybody product, you know what happens to the Chinese economy? It implodes, man. It gets ugly. $375 billion is a lot of money. So they can't win this war. And for the rest, I looked this up. We've sacrificed over $17 trillion in the last, I think I went back two decades, in the trade war. We've given other countries the amount of money for our GDP in a year, over 20 years, freely in trade. So the better term for what's happening to us is America's self-imposed trade butt-kicking. Because that's what's been happening to us. We've been getting our butts kicked, and then we've been doing it to ourselves. But Bloomberg, they say the trade dispute between the U.S. and China is showing slim hope of abating as leaders of the two nations prepare to meet in Argentina. But they said they're going to cut American imports of affected Chinese goods by more than a third and lower the bilateral trade deficit by 17%, which is just a bunch of gobbledygook that says that America is going to ultimately get what we want out of this trade war. I love how they use a bunch of fancy stuff to tell us that we are going to win this war. Remember when Trump announced his trade balance intentions, the Chinese reacted and they threatened certain American imports. And I remember soybeans being one of them. And I was thinking, these guys are still believe they're dealing with Barack Obama. Trump is too savvy. Trump has almost $800 billion. I want you to think about this number to bolster up any products that he wants. So if the Chinese go, we're going to attack soybeans, Trump says, fine, attack soybeans. Soybeans, you're going to get a subsidy. What are you going to attack next, China? Because he has $375 billion to play with. Attack whatever you want, because I'm just going to put money on it. And he would actually have money to burn if he put the money towards whatever it is. He'd have money left over. That's how Trump negotiates.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
GM will close several plants in the United States and Canada while slashing 15% of its salaried workforce. The company will offer fewer cars for sale while boosting production of trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles. Chief White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on the layoffs.
Holiday season layoffs from GM. Brutal. All right. Very disappointing. Will it affect the overall economy? I don't think so.
Police in California are giving an update on the Southern California mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks. Ventura County Sheriff Billy Yube says the gunman was armed with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol when he entered the Borderline Bar and Grill.
The suspect fired a total of more than 50 rounds. He has 7 high-capacity 30-round magazines. Those high-capacity magazines are illegal to purchase or possess within the state of California, although they can easily be purchased in neighboring states.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. We are on the subject of Donald Trump being right. And I want you guys to think of, when you're thinking about Trump, and I know you're not second-guessing him, but you might be second-guessing, can he win and where we stand and all these different things. I want you to understand the sway, the influence that Donald Trump is having on so many things. So think about where the European Union was on trade a while back and how they've shifted. Think about how they looked at the New World Order, because I talked earlier about this, and how all these countries are leaving these immigration pacts. You know who started all that stuff? Donald Trump. You're watching this sway. You're watching things migrate over to sanity, to where people are thinking about things the right way. This is what you're seeing. The world is going to witness this border crisis, this run across the United States border, and you're watching these countries look at Donald Trump's reaction, and they're saying he's not worried about the political, what they call the optics of this. He's saying, look, I'm protecting America's borders. I'm going to give a crap what these people think. I've been put in charge. America appreciates it and the world appreciates it, and you can see the sway. You can see the lean. And pretty soon it's going to not even be a lean. People are going to be extolling the virtues of Trump. Don't worry about our media. Don't worry about Hollywood and those putzes. They are never going to do that. They can't admit they're wrong. They're too invested. They've gone all in. But many of these other folks are going to go, you know what? I see it. I get it. When the world media is no longer buying into what the leftist media in America is doing, and suddenly people start to shift. And it's not just us. We are not alone in this battle. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Donald Trump took us out of, he said to NATO, you better get on the stick or we'll leave. We don't need you. We're paying the entire bill anyway, so what do we need you for? We're bringing 99% of the troops into all these different things. What do you need it for? So what does NATO do? Okay, we'll start paying our bills. Donald Trump says, trade? I tell you what, I can just let United States, we can manufacture and do what we want, and if we can't get rubber from Africa, we'll figure out a new compound that works. That's what we do. We innovate. We'll work around you. You're either going to get on the stick with trade, and or else. You're going to stop stealing our intellectual property, or else. You're going to stop trying to devalue our currency, or else. And he could go on. These are things that he's warning the world. Get on the stick, play fair, and then we can all get along. And you know what they're doing? They're going, we got to pay attention here. We must realize that the United States is one of the only countries that can truly go it alone in anything that we choose to do. And so you're watching this migration. You're watching people go, okay, let's get on board. with Trump. He went to the G7 and they made it appear as though they were mad at him. The G7 rolled over and got their bellies rubbed, and Trump was happy to do it. They made China, ooh, China, China, China. Donald Trump went to China and says, look, here's the deal. And trust me, China's going to back down on trade. He's already negotiated trade with Japan, South Korea. He's working to help North Korea get into the real, into the game. And believe me, he's letting China run it, but for the most part, at some point, they're going to come home to mama. Come to mama. Mother America. And I could go on. Mexico is helping us deal with our immigration issue because Mexico is being made to understand we want to be a good partner to you, but you can't let people just come across your border into ours. It's not going to happen. And oh, by the way, that includes your people. So Trump has been, and but just before I get off that subject, the immigration, there are multiple countries, I've talked about them earlier in the broadcast, that are going, you know what, we got to adopt this model. We got to protect our sovereign borders. Trump is exporting his ideas, American ideas. These are not, you know, radical ideas where you're going, what the heck's going on here? You know, this guy's a madman. No, they're going, he's actually very sane. He's got a knack for calling out fraudulent leftist narratives. He did this right out of the presidential gate when he said there are Mexicans who are invading America who are drug dealers, gang members, and other criminals. And the left tried to have a field day with those statements, and they wrongly bet that he would never receive the Republican nomination. Later, once they thought Trump's rhetoric would doom him, the left actually helped him to win the nomination, a decision that we can all agree they later regretted because Trump won, and thankfully so, because the United States and the world is better for it. Recently, Donald Trump blamed the California fires on the real problem, California. Leftists tell us, oh, it's global climate change and other nonsense. And Trump again provided a dose of reality. And he says, no, it's the way California does things. They don't take out dead trees. They don't take out the brush. They don't, you know, and debris. They don't do controlled burns. They actually tried to ridicule Trump. Here's a clip of that.
Raking.
The president of Finland says he briefed the president recently on his country's forest management, but did not recall mentioning anything about raking. I'm not sure what he was trying to get at, Caddy Kay, but this just adds to the list of reasons why our allies and other countries around the world just look at America differently today.
Yeah, so the social meme things going around Finland today are groups of people getting out over the weekend and kind of humorously raking as a sort of trolling Donald Trump. I mean, the idea that the world is not laughing at America at the moment, but on that one, they are, because it patently wasn't the case that that was what was happening. I think, you know, we'll look back and see that one of the great tragedies of this political moment of division is the extent to which climate change has become a victim of that partisanship. And if you are on the side of Donald Trump and his supporters, you will go to the ends of the earth to say that climate change is not responsible for what is happening out in California or other parts of the world at the moment. And if you are a believer in climate change and science, you will try and address that. But the president is in an incredibly powerful position to lead the world right now on what is probably the most pressing issue of our time. And in the face of incontrovertible scientific evidence that climate change is contributing, and it is what Gavin Newsom has said, the governor-elect, it's what Jerry Brown is saying, it's what dozens of scientists, including inside the administration, are saying, is that climate change is behind these things. The president still says, well, not really, no, tiny bit, hasn't changed his view on climate change. He doesn't really think that's the issue here. Let's get back to raking leaves. Anything other than that, let's address the issue of climate change.
So that was MSNBC mocking President Trump on this. And then, by the way, they mentioned Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom, and that's where I want to get to. So Jerry Brown, he was one of the people, the governor of California. Brown now suggests that California should, don't anybody let them know, improve their forestry. He now urges state legislators to loosen logging restrictions. To appease environmentalists, California imposed restrictions that now put citizens in harm's way, and that's why we've got these fires. Now, the Santa Cruz Sentinel reported that Brown now proposes one of the most significant changes to the state's logging rules in nearly half a century. He's proposing broad new changes to California's logging rules that will allow landowners to cut larger trees and build temporary roads without obtaining a permit as a way to thin more forest across the state. Because they haven't done this, California is a tinderbox. So the previous rules made no sense, and they put people's lives in danger. To not cut back trees and build fault lines, these breakpoints where it's tough for the fire to jump over, is completely deadly. The lack of roads allowed little access for escape for some people because you had to get permits and they didn't want to give them, and on and on. But environmentalists in California continue to resist this even after these deadly fires have killed many, many people. And it turns out, I think Con Ed was the reason for this spark and not climate change. So while Jerry Brown and his leftist ilk stealthily join President Trump in his assessment, these environmentalists are still fighting him. And what's funny, Brian Williams had a firefighter come on his show. I mean, as if Brian Williams is a purveyor of any truth. And this firefighter was discussing, how this occurs, and he was blaming it on climate change and all these. And it was amazing to watch. It's like, oh, well, we found one firefighter who's willing to refute Donald Trump. So if that's the case, then it must be so. You know, that's how the left looks at this. Donald Trump is wrong. So I want to recap. Jerry Brown, who they mentioned in this thing, they go back and say these fires are a result of climate change and the worsening conditions of man. And then we find out, no, it was a spark that came from Con Ed. And oh, by the way, it's because we've allowed the trees to grow into such a degree of thickness that we can't stop the fire.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So I was talking about the fire season in California, because there is a fire season. I didn't realize this. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to KJRadio.com. So Donald Trump has been right on all these different issues. He's right on immigration. He's right on trade. He's been right on NATO. He's been right on how to deal with China. He's been right on how to deal with North Korea and all these other things. And the left disagrees. You know, they completely disavow. They go, it's meaningless. But he's been right. And every time the left thinks they're going to blow him up, what he said about immigration and the Mexicans. Well, Mexico is now Obrador is working hand in hand with Donald Trump on the Mexican border issue. It's miraculous, isn't it? It's kind of as miraculous as Donald Trump saving Carrier. You know, what is the deal? Did he get a special on these magic wands? So Trump is right. And it's got to bug the left that the guy that they hate, the guy that they want to impeach, the guy that they said was irredeemable, an incorrigible, a deplorable, that he was too stupid to be president. How could he possibly do it? He knows nothing, and he's just a rock star. Look, I know we talk about it, and you hear me say he's a rock star. I'm no, look, I can tell you right now, I'm no Trump fan. I had a chance to meet President Trump as president a couple Tuesdays ago, and I could have stayed in Florida an extra day, and I tried to do it. But being honest, it was going to cost me an extra $1,000. And I went, there's no way. I'm not, just so I can be on the tarmac. No, it was going to be a decent meeting. But I was like, I'll get a chance to see him again. So we blew it off. Boop, boop, I went home. Now, if I was independently wealthy, you know, and $1,000 was no big deal, I would have stayed and I would have hung out with him for a little bit. But shoot, I was like, man, I'm getting on a plane. So when it's not like I'm some groupie. Because a groupie would have figured it out. She'd have worked the corner to stay. You know what I'm saying? But not me. No, sir. Came home. So I'm no groupie for him, but I'll tell you this. I recognize when he's done something right. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Dirty little secret. The left, they recognize it too. They get it. They see what Donald Trump is doing, and they hate it because he's so successful. I want you to think of it this way. How did you feel about Obama's policies? If you're like me, you thought, this dude is reckless. He's crazy. He's deplorable. He's irredeemable. You thought all those things about him, right? And if he had been correct, if he had turned this economy around the way he said he was going to do it and not printed $8 trillion to do it, not run up the debt, not increase the deficit, not make us weak in the eyes of the world, I would have been reluctantly going, sheesh. This dude is a freaking rock star. How could I be so wrong? You know, whatever. I would have been second guessing myself, just to be blunt. But instead, he sucked, just like we knew he would. And so we get to go, yeah, look at this. He sucked. Oh, Kevin, you're just not looking at the data right. No, I'm looking at the data right. See, what you're looking at is Barack Obama essentially had enough money to rebuild America from its foundation. And that's what he printed, and you want to give him credit for that. I'm not giving anybody credit for that. Take away $8 trillion out of our economy, 8-plus trillion, and tell me where we would have been. Well, that in and of itself means he saved it. No, it doesn't. It means we have a debt that we have to pay that's riding on the backs of every man, woman, and child in this country, and it's untenable. We've only got half the people working. So forget what the debt is per person, because it's double on the workers. Don't tell me how to interpret stuff. I'm not I'll slap you. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. So, you know, Trump is a rock star. The left knows it. We certainly know it. And all we're supposed to do is we're supposed to say it confidently. Shut up. You want to mention Barack Obama to me? Let me give you some Donald Trump up in here, son or girlfriend. Bam, and you just hit him with it. Everything I hit you with every time you listen to this program, Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, for those of you who are just joining. So Trump has been right on all these things, and he was right on the fires of California. Trump came out and said, this isn't about global climate change. That's nonsense. This is about policies of California that don't allow for proper forestry. You need to be grooming these forests, cutting back trees, logging. We need to bring this industry back. And when it's done properly with our forestry department, we build better forests. We also make people safer. Now, here's what's interesting to me. If I say to you, we have these certain seasons, and I would say to you, what does the East Coast of America go through every season? There's what's called hurricane season, correct? If I were to say to you, through the south of the United States, the southern states, there's a belt, and we go through a season, you would probably say, well, Kevin, that would be tornado season. Yeah. There's a rainy season in the Tropic of Capricorn, you know, Louisiana, and certainly there's rainy areas. Every place in America has something, you know, that goes to. We have a winter storm warning, you know, winter. And I mean, forget the seasons. I'm saying they're just areas where things occur. we know about the time tornadoes are going to hit Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas and all Missouri, etc. We know about the time when the weather's going to change and we're going to get hurricane season in California. Do you know what they have in California? They have forest fire season. I'm not kidding you. I looked it up. I was like, so, you know, forest fires are supposed to be sort of random. It would be like saying there's a mudslide. Well, you don't have a mudslide season. You know, there can be a rainy season where you tend to have more mudslides, but a mudslide is occasional. It's like an earthquake. There's no earthquake season. It happens when it happens. Forest fires are that way. Not in California. California has forest fire seasons. I'm not kidding you. So I looked at the forest fire season data for 2017. And here's what it says. In California, where more than 1 million acres and 10,000 structures have burned, 42 people have been killed from fires. The 2017 season is without precedent in its destruction, and it's far from over. As of Tuesday morning, the Thomas Fire in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties, which had already burned an area larger than New York City, was only 20% contained. So that it hadn't even finished. That was an article I'm reading from. So clearly, California had a forest fire problem in 2017. 1 million acres, 10,000 structures burned, 42 people killed. Okay? And it wasn't even over. The article continues. So what's going on here? This must be climate change at work, right? Yes and no. It's a great way to cover your butt. But as the article continues, the author debunks the idea that these fires are caused by climate change. And here's what he says. Scientists have found that human-caused climate change is increasing the frequency and size of wildfires for much of the United States, particularly in forested areas like those that burned in Montana in September and Northern California in October. But with the 2017 hurricane season, it's hard to tease out the influence of climate change in any individual fire. And in the case of Southern California fires, the signal is weaker. Massive fires are unusual around Los Angeles, but when it comes to humanity's roles in these destructive blazes, scientists say our habit of building in harm's way may be a bigger factor in a fire's devastation and rising temperature due to fossil fuels. Now I'm going to jump ahead. Because we've known for some time, folks, that humans cause most of the forest fires, yet leftists blame the climate. And the worst humans who cause forest fires are environmentalists because they force unsafe regulation. So let's move ahead to forest fire season of 2018. Get this. Now, remember what I read you about 2017. Yet again, California boasts the most destructive wildfire season on record. 7,579 fires burning an area of 1.67 million acres, the largest amount burned acreage recorded in a fire season, according to the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, CAL FIRE, and a National Interagency Fire Center, is of November 11th. The fires have caused more than almost $3 billion of damage in 2018, including, and they break it out. So the fire season cost California $3 billion this year. It was a fire season last year that cost billions. It burned millions of acres. It was a fire season in 2016. There'll be another fire season in 2019. And Jerry Brown, who's been governor this entire time, I mean, most of these fire seasons, has done nothing to stop the fires. And Donald Trump says, you know what? I'm looking at this, and I'm not seeing climate change here. I'm seeing man-made stupidity instead of man-made climate change, and you need to do something. And Jerry Brown finally agreed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.